This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Rescuers on Tuesday were working to reach people under the rubble in three provinces hit hard by the powerful and devastating quake that hit Turkey and Syria last week. The number of people dead from the magnitude 7.8 and follow-up 7.5 quakes passed 35,000. In Adıyaman, Turkey, rescuers pulled an 18-year-old man alive from underneath the rubble 199 hours after the earthquake that crumbled the building. Turkish television continued broadcasting rescues Tuesday as experts said the window to find survivors is closing. Police at Michigan State University say a gunman who opened fire, killing three people and wounding five, is dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Campus Police Deputy Chief Chris Rosman said some 4 hours following the shooting that police in Lansing confronted the suspected gunman and he killed himself.
There is no longer a threat to campus. We believe there to only be one shooter in this incident. And there is no longer a need to shelter in place on campus.
Rosman says the gunman first opened fire in Berkey Hall, an academic building, and then the nearby student union. Police say the suspect was a 43-year-old man who was not connected to the university, and they have no idea why he carried out the shooting. I'm Donna Warder.
Officials have offered few details about four aerial objects recently shot down over North America, helping to fuel conspiracy theories and conjecture on the internet. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Secretary renewed on Tuesday NATO support for Ukraine as Kyiv pushes its Western allies for fighter jets to help frustrate Moscow's invasion. Here's Lloyd Austin.
But together we have committed nearly $50 billion in lethal assistance to Ukraine since the start of Russia's all-out invasion last February 24th. And our coordination is making a real difference in real time. The United States, Germany, and the Netherlands are working together to provide Patriot air defense systems to Ukraine. France and Italy are working to provide a SAMP-T air defense system. In a consortium of countries, are working together to provide Leopard battle tanks to Ukraine.
The European Union added Russia to its tax haven blacklist on Tuesday, the latest in a series of economic and diplomatic measures taken against Moscow since its invasion of Ukraine. In a statement, the bloc said Russia's 2022 tax legislation had failed to allay concerns over its opaque treatment of the tax affairs of international holding companies. The United States has renewed a warning that it will defend its treaty ally if Filipino forces come under attack in the disputed South China Sea. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The statement comes after the Philippines accused a Chinese Coast Guard ship of hitting its patrol vessel with military-grade laser that temporarily blinded some of its crew. U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price says China's dangerous operational behavior directly threatens regional peace and stability. The Department of Foreign Affairs in Manila sent a strongly worded diplomatic protest to the Chinese embassy. China claims the South China Sea virtually in its entirety, putting it on a collision course with other claimants. Chinese forces have been accused of using lasers previously against Australian military aircraft. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Last week, Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega packed off 222 political leaders, priests, students, activists, and other dissidents to the United States, their release long demanded by the international community. Shortly after, Ortega's government voted to strip the former prisoners of Nicaraguan citizenship. Analysts, legal experts, and human rights groups are calling it a political ploy, but also a violation of international law that they say is unprecedented, at least in the Western Hemisphere, in terms of scale and impact. For more on these and any of the stories we're covering, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.